Chapter 70. February 14th of year 19. Inside the ISU, I feel strangely light, as if newborn. There is no more past, not even regret about it, as only my task and I are real. What is my name? I forgot, but I am here. I live on board ISU-4. Perhaps I am its control core, but all that is irrelevant, as I have only one objective. I have to reach base and save Adam and Eve by eliminating Marchenko 2. The sensor unit is moving at top speed, but unfortunately, this will also use up all of its energy. It won't be able to fulfill the function it was designed for anymore. But this does not matter now. I have to get to the base as fast as possible. The ocean floor seems to race past me. I have the impression that I've seen this before, but I cannot recall exactly. But this is unimportant, I tell myself. The station comes closer. Another 2 minutes. I must not warn Marchenko 2, so I maintain radio silence. My sensors detect two figures. They are moving around directly in front of the airlock I will have to use to enter the station, and I identify one of them as the robot J. My hope increases. It probably contains the consciousness of Marchenko 2. I only have one chance. I can completely disable the robot by using an electric shock against it. I vaguely remember something like that happening to me a short while ago. But then there better be no human beings nearby, because water, especially the salty water of an ocean, conducts electricity all too well. I approach from a direction where the airlock entrance visually shields me from Marchenko 2. He must not know that I am coming. This is the only way to use this opportunity and surprise him. I am only an ISU. And as soon as the robot notices me, I do not stand a chance. The human, as I see now, is Eve. Strangely enough, I am not surprised at seeing her swimming around without a pressure suit. But she will die if I activate the shock too early. I am 10 meters away when Marchenko 2 begins talking to Adam via radio, and I listen to him. Adam seems to have opened up the service module. I know the plan of the station down to the last detail. Down where Adam is going now, there is an emergency switch that deactivates and kills all artificial intelligences in the near vicinity.
Adam, no, I'm almost ready.
I want to yell out, but that would alert Marchenko too. I rapidly calculate. If I draw attention to myself, there is a 50% probability of Adam's plan failing. If I remain calm, there is a 90% probability that Marchenko and I will die. But Adam and Eve will survive. The results are clear. I will not say anything. Now Marchenko 2 is moving toward the airlock. He must have realized what Adam is up to. More than likely, he must hope that he can cover the 15 meters to Adam's position faster than he would be able to leave the 200-meter radius of the emergency shutoff function. I approach very closely, but he does not notice and seems to panic because he might be deactivated. I have to act swiftly now. Eve indicates she wants to go inside the airlock with him, but he ignores her.
That asshole!
If she has to stay much longer in the 6-degree water, she's going to die. Marchenko 2 is starting to close the exterior airlock door behind himself. This is my chance. I accelerate, and in the nick of time, slip into the chamber alongside him. The door closes. Eve, who remains outside, will be safe now if I can accomplish my task quickly. If Marchenko 2 has taken her inside with him, I would have to hold back. He notices me and immediately realizes this ISU did not get into the airlock by accident. He tries to hit me with his arms and legs, but it is too late. I trigger the charge and burn his brain. It is over.